Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on The Fan, live from Yankee Spring Training, we are joined by the principal owner, the managing general partner, the co-chairman of the New York Yankees, Mr. Hal Steinbrenner. Very good to talk to you, Hal. Joe and Evan, how are you?
Hi, thank
you.
How are you?
Good to see you guys.
Great to be here. All right, so tell us about just, I mean, already it's kind of been a strange spring training. You lose Severino. Now you hear the word about Giancarlo as you go into the year. In a year where, obviously, look, it's always major expectations for this franchise, but maybe more than that, even a little higher this year, considering how close you've been the last couple of years. So just give us your feel overall going into the year.
Well, I'm excited. Look, you bring up Stanton. Obviously, that's disappointing, but the good news is it's not serious. And mild grade one strains are going to happen to every team throughout the course of a year, and I guess I'd rather have it now than in September.
Right.
But, look, it's disappointing. We came in with a lot of good vibes here and still got a lot of good vibes, but we don't like to see, you know, the injuries start up. That obviously wasn't part of the plan.
Well, I think what Yankee fans loved about this offseason is the baseball world was reminded who the Yankees are by getting Gerrit Cole, by giving him a ton of money. But, hey, the guy's been one of the best pitchers in baseball the last 2 years. How did that feel as the owner saying, let's go. Let's go get the best pitcher in baseball. And if it's over $300 million, it's over $300 million.
Well, look, I think our history shows that if we have money come off the payroll, and sometimes even if we don't, we put money into the team. But for that kind of expenditure, as I said a couple months ago at the stadium during the press conference, I'm only going to do that if I'm sure this person is going to be a game changer. And I really believe this guy checks all the boxes. He's made an unbelievable impression here with how much he studies and embraces analytics and how intelligent he is. He checks all the boxes, and he's going to be a game changer for us. And there have been other big free agents in the past, close to as big, dollar-wise even, that I just didn't feel would be a game changer for us.
You know what? I'm curious about this. When you make an investment like that, we all know how good he's been. You know, just as a baseball fan, you watch him, you know how dominant he is. Do you almost have to kind of look into his eyes, talk to him, and kind of get the sense this guy can handle New York? Because one of the things about New York is, hey, we're tough around here. You know, you struggle, you start to hear boo. So is that something that's important to you before you're willing to make that kind of investment, to kind of look in the guy's eyes and say, all right, I got a feel. He can play here.
It's definitely a big part of any decision anytime we go after a free agent or make a big trade. What is his character? What is his makeup? What's he like in the clubhouse? How does he interact with his teammates? And, you know, is he tough? Not just physically tough, but mentally tough. Because, as you said, New York, there's no place like it. We had no doubt about this guy. He's certainly proven he can play in October. And he's a very intelligent guy that knows exactly what he's getting into with the media here, and he will do great.
What about you? You signed a couple of long-term deals with Severino and Hicks, and so far, really, since those deals have gone down, these guys have really had a lot of issues with injuries. How about that, Hal?
Look, coincidence is what I would chalk that up to, I guess. Look, it's going to be a risk anytime you do an extension or anytime you make a trade. For a guy that is already making money, or anytime, obviously, you sign a free agent. I mean, these are the kind of things that can happen, unfortunately. But Sevy's going to be back, And he's young, and he's going to be great for us.
Can you see locking up Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres, Gary Sanchez relatively soon? It seems like that's the new trend in baseball, to try to get your young star signed as soon as possible.
Yeah, look, we'll see. I mean, it takes two to tango, right? And but it's certainly something we're willing to explore, and here and there Cash has talked to agents about things like that. So we'll see. I think it is important. I think it does send a good message to the rest of the young players that we want you in pinstripes for a long time, and we're going to do what we can, when we can, to make that happen.
The whole thing that went down with Houston, you know, we've heard some from so many different people, but frustrations for you with that, considering how close you guys were, really a couple times now with the Astros the last couple of years?
Well, look, I addressed this a month or so ago at the owners' meetings. I don't want to repeat myself too much, but look, I was as upset as anybody when the report came out. But for the good of the game, for the good of baseball, I mean, it's time to move on. And I have moved on. I'm not going to tell anybody else when that time is. That's up to them. But I'm focused on 2020. That has to be my only focus right now.
Here's what I'm curious about, because when Commissioner Manfred had that report, he blamed the GM for not doing anything, the manager, even the owner. As an owner of a baseball team, not that there's anything going on with the Yankees, but do you almost feel more compelled to kind of make sure everything's being done the right way? Because the report said, hey, we're going after the guys that run the team. Well, you run the New York Yankees. Do you feel like, hey, I got to check in just to make sure nothing's going on that shouldn't be going on?
Yeah, we really got into this, you know, 2-3 years ago, and I made it clear to everybody from Cash on down that none of that's going to be tolerated in this organization. We're going to play by the rules, within the guidelines, and that's it, period. And I have asked that question many times since. And so they know that I'm serious, and I've talked to people down in the clubhouse about it. They know I'm serious. So, yes, I think it's absolutely the job of the managing general partner, in my case, or the control person, let's just say, of the organization, to make sure that the organization is playing within the rules.
Talking to Hal Steinbrenner, of course. We'll just say the majority owner of the New York Yankees. We're down here, of course, at spring training, Beningo and Roberts at Steinbrenner Field. You know, you look at going now forward into the season. Do you look at this season, though, Hal, as maybe a little more than normal with the pressure on this franchise to win it all?
We feel that pressure every year. I don't think it's going to feel any different to these guys in the room behind me at all, because that's what we expect. We know our fans expect that every year, to win a championship and be a contender. So it's not going to be any more pressure for me. I know it's not going to be any more pressure for the coaches and the players, but, you know, it's important every year, and clearly we have had championship caliber teams the last few years, and we haven't quite got it done. So from that standpoint, we're going to be focused even more than usual, and that's certainly in the back of our minds. We got to do everything we can to make it happen this year.
When you look at the future of baseball, do you like the current format of teams making the playoffs? Because I know Joe and I, we love it. It's honestly great. You know, the two wild cards, you win your division, you're in the playoffs. There's been talk about inviting more people to the party. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, look, everybody's going to have a different opinion on this one big time. My opinion is I like it for the most part. I like the fact that it's a best out of three series and that all three games are in the same place, so you don't have the travel going back and forth. And I think it's logical to assume that if you add a couple more teams in each league to the playoffs, teams that otherwise might have put the brakes on a bit maybe as the season was winding down are going to stay as competitive as they possibly can, because they know there's a chance that maybe there wasn't before. And I'm not just talking getting rid of players or signing new players, but even the players' mentality. You know, more teams are going to know they've got a shot of being in the playoffs, and I think mentally that's a good thing.
Would you want to be on the dais picking your opponent? Would it be you, Hal, sitting, all right, I'm going to take
that's Cashman's job. I'm not a limelight primetime guy, as you know, so that'll be him.
Your manager's done a great job. 2 years, he's won over 100 games both times. The job he did last year with the injuries his team had was off the charts, you know, and it was a little controversial. Girardi was a great manager for you guys. He takes you to within one game of that World Series, and now we look back with the Astros situation, and maybe it's even highlighted a little more. But you moved on from him to Boone, and he's been terrific.
He has. He checks all the boxes. He's everything we could have hoped for, and it really under duress last year, which is not something you ever expect to be dealing with, the kind of injuries we did last year. But he did a great job. He's a great leader, and it's worked out good.
Growing up, when did you say, and maybe it took a while, maybe it was when you were a kid, I want to do this after my father is done kind of running the New York Yankees. How did that evolve for you?
Well, look, I think over the years, this is a family business. This isn't just about me. My brother's intimately involved. My sister's intimately involved. We now have 3 or 4 grandkids that are intimately involved. So this is a family business. So I don't think I ever really thought that I was going to be the guy to take over for George. You know, he started to get sick, started to slow down, and you know, I just happened to be in that place at that time. But it wasn't really something I ever thought that I was going to be the one and not somebody else in my family to take over. That's just not the way I think.
But the family is going to have it forever. You have no plans of ever selling the team?
Well, third generation is now involved, and right. They're involved big time. So there are definitely no plans to sell the team. And, of course, I get asked that a lot.
All right, how about growing up with your father? I mean, you know, the guy was larger than life. He owned the Yankees. Everybody, you didn't have to be a baseball fan to know who George Steinbrenner was. How was that for you growing up, you know, with that kind of guy as your father?
Well, it was interesting. He traveled a lot, obviously, but when he was home, he did everything he could to spend time with us, which is great, like most dads do and should. But, look, it was interesting. He was intense, no doubt, and he was demanding, and his father was the same way with him. So, you know, I had to do whatever jobs he wanted me to do and be the person I wanted to be, or else I heard about it, and that's all right.
Now, I would say, taking phone calls for all these years, you guys are number one in the power rankings as far as owners in New York, so congratulations on that.
No question.
But the question we always get is, what would George think about this? What would George think about that? What would George think about this? So, what would George have said about the Astros stuff?
You know, that's complete hypothetical speculation. I couldn't even begin to – look, he would be as upset as I was. I mean, I guess that's probably all I can tell you. What he would say, your guess is as good as mine.
I figure we have to answer the question all the time. I figured, why don't we ask you? You'd have a better insight on it than
us. He would be very upset, as I was as well.
But you know what it does? It shows the legacy of him that here we are, and people still think Absolutely. That about everything. Hey, yeah. What would George say about it? What would George do
right,
about this?
Right.
Yeah.
But you've done a hell of a job. Yankee fans are ecstatic about Gerrit Cole, and we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes.
Hal, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Be
Thanks,
well.
Guys.
Thank you, man. Hal Steinbrenner, the owner of the New York Yankees. More coming up live from Yankee Spring Training here on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.